GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always ABC streaming News, on the Civic Media Shepherd. App.
A possible break in a suspected serial killer case on New York's Long Island. Police say they arrested a man in connection with the Gilgo Beach murders dating back more than a decade. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says,
"This is a major, major step forward in achieving the goal that we have had from the beginning, and that is, again, to bring closure to these families and to bring justice to the victims."
The suspect is expected to be arraigned later today. It's day one of the actor strike for the members of the SAG-AFTRA union. They're on the picket lines today, pushing for better pay and terms over the use of artificial intelligence in TV and movie productions. Iowa's governor is expected to sign the abortion bill into law that bans the procedure roughly after 6 weeks of pregnancy. A judge will also take up a request to postpone enacting the law. Heat alerts stretch from coast to coast, from Florida to California. And Texas is breaking records, trapped under a heat dome for more than 3 weeks. This is ABC News. The Biden administration says nearly a million Americans will get their student loans forgiven after all. But it's not because of the plan the Supreme Court rejected this summer. ABC's Andy Field explains.
U.S. Education Department is now letting 800,000 Americans know the government is forgiving their student debt. The reason? The government forgot to give it to them through a program that had pledged to erase those debts of lower-income people if they paid for 20 to 25 years. Government saying they made a counting error and are now notifying the people who should have qualified that they will get the debt forgiven.
Despite complaints from some lawmakers, Texas has started to deploy a series of tethered buoys in the Rio Grande, intended to create a physical barrier to anyone trying to enter the U.S. between the legal border patrol checkpoints. Supporters of the barrier insist the floating border wall will prevent drugs, guns, and people from entering the country illegally. But opponents say the barrier will increase drownings. On Wall Street, stocks are higher in midday trading. The Dow up over 100 points. Brittany Shepherd, ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
App. Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After a few weeks of clean, safe air, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is issuing another air quality advisory. Melissa Kay reports.
Canadian wildfire smoke is on its way back to Wisconsin. The DNR's new air quality alert lasts till noon on Sunday. People with asthma and other lung disease, heart disease, outdoor workers, children, and pregnant women should limit their time outdoors. The northwest parts of Wisconsin will see smoke later this afternoon, but southern parts of Wisconsin will see the heaviest smoke tomorrow. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Not only is the air quality in Wisconsin getting worse this weekend, so is the drought. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on our forecast coming up in just a minute. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he plans to push for stronger gun control laws in Wisconsin. Johnson built relationships with state lawmakers in his recent successful campaign for more shared state revenue. Now he tells the Milwaukee Press Club he wants to do something about gun violence.
There's so much more that we can do together working with state government. I mean, those folks who are shooting people in neighborhoods, those folks who are attempting to rob armored trucks, they obviously shouldn't have their hands on a gun, obviously. And so we need the state's help in order to make sure that happens.
224 people were killed in Milwaukee last year, the third straight year Milwaukee set a homicide record. The vast majority were shootings. People in Wisconsin can still use Medicaid money to pay for gender-affirming health care. Governor Evers vetoed a budget provision last week that would have blocked it. Meanwhile, families and health professionals are suing the state of Texas, where a law to block gender-affirming care for trans youth is scheduled to take effect on September 1st. Roz Brown reports.
The lawsuit seeks a temporary injunction to block Senate Bill 14 before it can go into effect on September 1st. Brian Bond with PFLAG, the nation's largest organization representing the LGBTQ community, says the bill's passage has resulted in families splitting up or planning to leave Texas to continue treatment for their children.
PFLAG members, parents, and families in Texas are hurting and terrified as they scramble to find medical and mental health care options for their children.
SB 14 would not only ban medical care for transgender youth in Texas, but also cut off access to care for adolescent minors already receiving treatment. I'm Roz Brown.
There's a push to add watermarks to Wisconsin's absentee ballots. Waukesha Republican State Representative Scott Allen says absentee ballots in Wisconsin need to be more secure. He says while absentee ballots are convenient, he repeats Republican concerns that they present a challenge to election integrity. Watermarks would make ballots harder to copy or forge. Senator Ron Johnson says merger talks between the PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf League amount to a truce, not a deal. Johnson was one of a bipartisan group of senators that grilled PGA executives at a hearing this week. Johnson tells Green Bay's Channel 5 the agreement aims to end an expensive court battle between the leagues.
This wasn't something that was engineered by the PGA. This is something that the Saudis pretty well forced on them, and the PGA is trying to make the best of what they certainly considered a pretty bad situation.
The Saudis are offering the PGA more than $1 billion to merge. The PGA recently held its U.S. Senior Open in Stevens Point. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. The Wisconsin State Patrol continues to ramp up efforts to stop speeders, specifically trucks and commercial drivers. According to WBAY-TV, state troopers are riding in school buses to get a better view at how truckers operate their vehicles, even letting them see into the cabs. It's all part of a campaign called Trooper in a Truck. Authorities say if they see a violation from the bus, they can radio a car to pull over the truck. Last year, there were 73 deaths in Wisconsin that involved big trucks. Another Door County beach closes due to high bacterial levels. Otomba Beach in Sturgeon Bay is closed until further notice, according to the Wisconsin DNR. Sister Bay Beach and Fish Creek Beach also have elevated bacteria counts, but are on advisory status. A beach in Frank Murphy Park and one in Newport State Park were closed due to high bacteria counts earlier this month. They have since reopened with no advisory status. Police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing person. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
Police are asking for help to find a missing woman in Juneau County. Leia Stewart was last seen in Mauston on the 4th of July. Stewart is in her early 40s, about 5'5" tall and weighs 150 pounds. She has brown hair and hazel eyes. Other identifying marks include tattoos on her right shoulder, right leg, and back. If you have seen Leia Stewart or have any information, please contact the Juneau County Sheriff's Department at 608-847-5649.
If you're looking for something to get your heart rate up this weekend, I highly recommend Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. It's the 7th installment in the Tom Cruise franchise. And spoiler alert, there will be a Part 2. With no winners in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing, the jackpot for Saturday night will be $875 million. The odds of winning are 1 in 292 million. I'm telling you, there's a chance. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A mix of sun and clouds today as the summer heat begins to build back in. Temperatures will climb into the 80s statewide, with some areas flirting with 90 degrees. Winds are ushering in this warmth and will stay breezy out of the southwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Storms aren't out of the picture just yet, as they fire up in southern Wisconsin and roll eastward along the state line. None are expected to be severe, but they will pack some downpours, gusty winds, and frequent lightning. Total rain accumulations look to stay under a quarter of an inch. Tonight, temperatures will fall into the mid-50s to mid-60s under partly cloudy skies. However, there is a small chance to catch some northern lights, with a KP index of 4, expected both tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow, another day in the 80s, with cooler temperatures sinking in by Sunday, highs hitting into the 70s. Have a fantastic Friday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers are back at it. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening up the second half of the season on the road in Cincinnati against the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Brewers struggled to score the first half of the year, but managed to stay near the top of their division. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Our biggest strength has been our defense. I mean, I think we've played very good defense throughout the season. Bryce Turang made three plays. The one play he made on the other side of the bag, like, nobody makes that play, you know, and that's a hit, you know, that's a hit, and that's runs, and those are like driving in runs. So I think we've played, you know, for the large bulk of the season, played very good defense, and defense that's really kept runs off the board a lot for our pitchers.
Corbin Burns on the mound tonight for Milwaukee talked about facing the Reds for a second weekend in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we played a good series here against the Reds. You know, we got three more coming out of the break with them, which is kind of strange, but, you know, it gives us an opportunity to keep playing good baseball against a, you know, first place team. Hopefully we can overtake them. Yeah, we're playing good baseball. We're swinging the bats well. We're throwing the ball well, playing great defense. That's what you want to see. And hopefully a short little break, get everyone, you know, some rest and come out firing in the second half.
Major League Baseball schedules are out for 2024. For the third straight year, the Brewers will open the season on the road, this time in New York against the Mets. Thursday, March 28th. The home opener is the following Tuesday, April 2nd, against the Minnesota Twins at AmFam Field. NBA, last night in Las Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Miami Heat 91-72. Bucks guard Lindell Wigginton led with scoring 15 points in 20 minutes of playing time. 7'5" center Taco Fall scored 10 and blocked three shots. The Bucks second round pick Chris Livingston asked what's been the difference between playing for Kentucky and now in the NBA summer games.
The biggest thing, like, as you go from, you know, next level to the next level, each level the attention to detail increases. You know, you have to pay attention to a lot more detail because the details are what's going to separate, you know, guys out there on the floor, being as in the summer league and you're at the NBA level. So I think that's the main thing that you got to think about.
So the Bucks are now 2-2. They face the Sacramento Kings tomorrow afternoon in Vegas. Coverage on NBA TV. Tip-off time at 3:30. Racing all weekend at Road America in Elkhart Lake. 400 racing and vintage cars, parades, and chances for fans to drive the track in their own cars or sports cars. NFL linebacker Devondre Campbell says on Twitter he feels forgotten about and used the word revenge. Campbell struggled with a knee injury last season and also revealed that he battled through a shoulder injury. He held his football camp for kids at his high school in Fort Myers, Florida.
One of the few things that I look forward to every year, coming back home, having my camp. There's not a lot of us from the 2 through 9 that are in the NFL, so every chance that I get to come back and, you know, bestow some wisdom and just kind of show face. You know, I played here on this same field 11 years ago, so anytime I get to come back and give back, it means a lot to me.
That's Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun.
high of 86. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows around 64. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Monday with highs in the mid-70s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 80.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Work of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
All, thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, and we got a little bit of a shakeup on the show today. If we would please introduce ourselves.
I'm Luke Mathers, executive producer here at Civic Media, but we're having some fun, not in the University Avenue studios, but instead doing a little shuffle. We're having some fun before the weekend. I'm down on State Street, and we're getting ready, you know, to make some changes and jump into a brand new studio here. And we have the one, the only, the magnificent Jane Matinere helping us out with production support today. Jane, how are you doing on this Friday afternoon?
Well, now that I didn't break anything just getting into this break, I'm feeling much better. So, and Calvin is here, so it's all good. It's wonderful to see you guys.
It is terrific, Jane, to have you helping us out today on this Friday afternoon. I want to thank the entire Civic Media production staff before we jump into today's town call, because boy, today could have took an entire network off of the air across the state of Wisconsin, and instead there was a jump to it and everybody's contributing. And I just want to thank all the magnificent producers that we have across the network, because today was not an easy feat. And I'm glad that I'm able to join everybody here on the airwaves with you, Jane, and you, Will, for a little town call on this Friday afternoon.
Oh, and I'm glad that we have Jane here to, I'm going to throw her under the bus a little bit, because she's going to have to be our judge for the best Wisconsin headline of the week. As you know, it is Friday and we are doing headlines, and I am so grateful that Luke doesn't get to judge this, because I am sick of his bias. I am sick of his inability to recognize an excellent, excellent Wisconsin headline and instead just defer to whatever garbage he dug up for the week. It has been happening way too much, and it's nice to have a fresh face on the air for us today. So before we jump into that, Luke, I do want to touch on a piece from a few hours ago, actually, reading over from NPR. Student loan forgiveness is on the way for more than 800,000 borrowers. Article released at 9 a.m. Eastern time. So only a couple hours old still. More than 804,000 federal student loan borrowers are in for a pleasant surprise. While the Supreme Court scuttled President Biden's effort at widespread debt forgiveness, these borrowers are about to get an email from the U.S. Department of Education notifying them that their debts will soon be automatically erased. The forgiveness is the result of a promise made last year by the Biden administration in response to years of complaints, lawsuits, and an NPR investigation that found many longtime borrowers who should have qualified for loan forgiveness under the rules of the government's income-driven repayment plans hadn't received it because of mismanagement by the department and loan servicers. This loan will erase $39 billion in federal student loan debt.
Yeah, that's going to be a much needed relief for a lot of borrowers around the country. We also have an update as well. Before we jump into the fun Wisconsin headlines of the week, we do also have another one, this one over at Civic Media's website, civicmedia.us. You can click on the news tab at the top of the page to see all of the news being put out by the excellent news team here at Civic Media as well. Also scrambling a little bit today, but doing a magnificent job making sure that the news coverage is getting put out around the state of Wisconsin. This one written up by Jimmy Koska, the air quality advisory is in place for statewide over the weekend. This is the return of Canadian wildfire smoke coming across Wisconsin. So beginning today at noon, so a couple minutes ago through Sunday at noon, going to have another air quality advisory in place around the state. The experts over at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources do not plan or do not foresee this being as bad as the air quality advisories we saw in June that had cancellations set records for how high the air quality index was in the state. Not expecting it to be that bad, but still a statewide air quality advisory is in place this weekend across the state of Wisconsin, and want everybody to be aware of that. Given some news before we jump into the fun news. So it's all news here on Town Call, but we want to share that too.
Well, on the bright side, Luke, you can now, and I give everyone permission to use my classic joke when someone says, "How are you doing today?" You can drop the break even joke where you're like, "I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing due to the Canadian wildfire." I give you all permission to use that because it plays really well for me in Zoom calls. I don't know about you, Luke, but you've heard it a few times now. You're probably used to it. I will still
expect it now when you and I are touching base, Will. But let's dive into it. We didn't do rock, paper, scissors, but I hear you have another rapid fire. We may have so many Wisconsin headlines this week that it's not just one or two submissions. We're going to kind of go back and forth a little bit with our most Wisconsin headlines.
I did the homework. Let's put it that way, Luke. One thing I do want to note before we jump into the headlines regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. IDR rules have long promised a borrower's loan balance will be forgiven after 20 years of payment. So keep in mind, this will be going to those who have been paying for north of two decades at this point. But a 2021 report by borrowers advocates found that at the time, 4.4 million borrowers had been repaying their loans for at least 20 years, but only 32 had their debts canceled under the IDR program. The problem being that the program was incredibly difficult to enroll in, so loan servicing companies often put financially distressed borrowers into long-term forbearance instead. And this disastrous oversight, frankly, I'm really glad to see that the Biden administration is stepping up to do something about it, though I do think it's grotesque that you have to be paying off these loans for north of 20 years before you qualify at usually incredibly high interest rates. We've discussed student loan debt in the past pretty extensively, and I have a feeling that this is a conversation that we will be having again in the very near future. But Luke, it's time to jump to Wisconsin headlines. If you have a very, very Wisconsin headline that screams, "This is so Wisconsin," please share it with us. I'd love to cover it. 844-967-2789. I'm going to take the lead, Luke, and I'm going to start off with a little bit of a callback based on a Wisconsin headline you dropped a few weeks ago. Wisconsin State Fair, August 3rd through the 13th.
Took one of mine. Okay.
Announced their new foods. There is over 100 new additions, Luke, and I don't even know where to begin, honestly, because it's a lot. It's a lot.
I think it's going to take at least more than one trip to the state fair to try all 100 new entries. So I may be out a couple days in early August. Who knows? I don't know. I got to do some excellent on the site reporting for these new 100 food entries over at the state fair.
Well, realistically, Luke, you could go all 10 days. You're going to be buying 10 entries a day and you still wouldn't complete the north of 100 options. I'm going to pick two right off the bat, actually three, because they're in the same line on the browser tab that I have up. We got bacon cheddar bubble waffle, crispy on the outside with fluffy bubbles on the inside. We got beer cheese Wisconsin lava cake, a savory take on a sweet classic, and beer battered corn dog dipped in hot Wisconsin cheddar. The beer-battered corn dog dipped in hot Wisconsin cheddar turns these state fair staples, such as a corn dog, beer, and cheese, very Wisconsin staples, really, into an, quote, amazing dish. The fresh beer-infused battered corn dog cooked to golden brown perfection and dipped into a blend of hot melted Wisconsin cheese. It looked like a banana at first, which is what caught my attention. And then I read the label and I was like, oh boy, swing and a miss. So we got very, very Wisconsin options. I mean, I'm going through these. I could realistically pick probably 45 or 50 of these, and they would just scream Wisconsin. The cotton candy lemonade is also here, Luke.
That's what I was about to say, is all of the ones that you've mentioned up to this point, now that you've mentioned cotton candy lemonade, does not count, but all of them I would try before that cotton candy lemonade, because that looked just, and the dill pickle donut that's part of the Forkies, or excuse me, the Sporkies, definitely not all 100 entries would be making it my way, but I'd love to work my way through it as best as I could. That's a pretty Wisconsin headline, and that
is
one of the entries.
Are you a spice guy, Luke? Do you like spice?
Yeah, I can. There's do spice.
The Atomic Slush. It's the world's hottest slushy. Cinnamon
slush.
Spice
drinks are a different. No, spice drinks are a different thing of spice. I can't. I had a spicy margarita once, and it was. You know how normally you just plug your nose and you just throw it back and you're like, oh, yeah. It made it worse. It like the jalapeno wanted to like shoot out my nose. It was not fun. So I don't really mess around with spicy drinks a whole lot, Will.
Yeah, that I draw the line there. I think I would go with the cotton candy lemonade before I would do that. Though some of these other ones, I mean, cotton candy jerky, deep fried bacon cheese curds. I don't know. I am very torn between, boy, one bite of this would be like revolutionary, and one bite of this would be the point where I'm like, I'm done. I can't.
I've got a submission anymore. In the food category for most Wisconsin headlines. So as we're going through state fair foods, if you want to share what you believe is a very Wisconsin headline throughout the week, 844-967-2789. You can call Will and I here on Town Call across the Civic Media Radio Network. But I got another entry for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. This one I saw early in the week. It's been picked up by several different outlets since, Will. And it's an unlikely entry, coming from some reporting on the other side of the world, but the Wisconsin State Journal picking it up where I saw it first. Too much. Burger King's new offering in Thailand has no meat and 20 slices of cheese. Have you seen this photo yet?
Yes. Yeah, I did. No, that was a good one. I had that lined up. Then I was like, oh, it's very Wisconsin, but it's so far outside of Wisconsin that I don't know if I can pick it. But
our ability to influence the world it has no bounds. It goes all the way to the Burger King in Thailand.
Do you think they were thinking that? They were sitting there like, dude, we get a lot of Wisconsin tourists. How do we win these people over?
The first thing that came to my mind was how many calories is each one of those slices of cheese? Because 20 slices of cheese is probably too, like, essentially, this is just a grilled cheese sandwich, I guess, but it's a lot more cheese than anything. Jane, would you try a burger that is purely 20 slices of cheese and that's it?
I saw the picture. It's disgusting. And it's not even warm. It's not even melty.
It's not. It looks, the no. picture looks like it's melted cheese.
No, I saw a picture that there was a sesame bun with literally 20 slices of cheese. That was it.
Yeah, the picture I saw matches Jane's, Luke. It was not melted. It was
just looking at it right now. It's a weird assortment. I think there's one melted piece on top. So like there's a lot of unmelted cheese and then one melted across the top. And it looks kind of weird, but it just screamed Wisconsin to me. So that was my top entry for most Wisconsin headline this week, because besides Thailand's Burger King, the only other place you'd see that in the world is here in Wisconsin.
104 calories per slice too, Luke. So if you have a Wisconsin headline for us, give us a call, share it with us. We'd love to cover it. 844-967-2789. This is Town Call. We'll be right back after the break.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brittany Shepherd. Millions of Americans facing unbearable heat with triple-digit temperatures coast to coast. The heat dome hovering over Texas and Arizona for weeks. ABC's Jim Ryan says El Paso is shattering records.
In a record book that dates back to 1887, El Paso has never seen so many consecutive days above 100. The previous record-holding heat wave baked the far west Texas city for 23 days in 1994. Well, yesterday was day number 28. Today shows no sign of a cool down. In fact, the El Paso forecast calls for daily highs above 100 for another week.
Investigators on New York's Long Island announcing an arrest in connection with a series of murders in Gilgo Beach. A possible break in the serial killer case dating back more than a decade. The suspect could appear in court today. At Wimbledon, tennis legend Novak Djokovic advanced to the final round after beating Jannik Sinner in the semifinals. Sunday, he'll play the winner of the match between Carlos Alcaraz and Daniil Medvedev. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. Scams are on the rise in Wisconsin, particularly northeast Wisconsin. Yesterday in Marinette County, a man called the Eagle Express gas station on Highway 41 near Peshtigo and pretended to be the owner. He convinced an employee to take hundreds of dollars from a safe, drive to Green Bay, and deposit the money into a Bitcoin machine. According to the Marinette County Sheriff's Office, the incident happened around 2 a.m. Thursday morning. The man posing as the owner also told the employee to take money from an adjoined George Webb restaurant. The actual owner of the gas station was alerted by authorities and called his employee as he was in Green Bay depositing the money. The owner of the gas station is of Middle Eastern descent. The man pretending to be the owner spoke with a Middle Eastern accent. The employee says he legitimately believed he was speaking to the owner. Anyone that might have information about the incident is being asked to call the Marinette County Sheriff's Office. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now. 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Where would you reside? Not quite Canada. Great Lakes by her side. Home of Aldo Leopold, Big Sky and Orson Welles. Steve Miller Band, lots of used up shotgun shells. Where everyone's your neighbor, beer, cheese, and fish fried. And you don't just say you're leaving, you say goodbye 15 times.
Okay, bye-bye now. See you guys later. Hey, keep her moving.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call. We got a little Wisconsin shout out coming back into the second segment. I love it. This is a brand new approach to homegrown radio, and we are talking Wisconsin headline of the week. If you have a very, very Wisconsin headline you'd like to share with us, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Luke, I know you wanted to touch on your excellent cheese-related headline from before the break. You got another point you want to throw in there?
Yeah, and if you want to help contribute to the judging of which headline will be the most Wisconsin headline this week, you can give us a call, send us a text, 844-967-2789. Or better yet, if you're on the Civic Media app, it is brand new and refreshed. You can call and text right from the app if that's where you're listening. So be sure to download the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded on your smart devices, over at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Civic Media, just type it in, download the app, take us with you on the go, and you can engage with the show wherever you are. I think it just goes to show that what happens here in Wisconsin then gets reflected in other places of the world. Well, because the Burger King statement surrounding this all new only cheese, no burger cheeseburger.
They should have just called it the chunk of cheese, man. It flows off the tongue. It's right there.
Yeah, well, it's Burger King, so I feel like they wanted burger in the title. It's what they let you have it your way over there at BK. But their quote with the post online is saying, "This is no joke. This is for real." And I think that was only needed because I think it was 2, maybe 3 April Fools ago now. Culver's posted just a picture of a giant cheese curd in between 2 buns, and that was the start of what became the Curder Burger here in Wisconsin, too. And they followed through on that one. They made a giant cheese curd patty and put it on top of a burger. But this is almost just kind of taking that art of a cheese curd on a bun and doing it a slightly different way with 20 slices of cheese between 2 slices of the bun.
And it's a bold strategy, Cotton, but I kind of respect the approach. If they were trying to drop the like mid-July April Fool's Day joke, nobody would expect it. So you could make the argument that like that's the best type of April Fool's Day joke because you just like dropped it in mid-July.
We need to find out when April Fool's Day is in Thailand, because maybe it's not April 1st. Maybe it's a different day. Maybe it's sometime in July.
Yeah, and they've just been pulling our strings this entire time. So,
Bill, I think we're going to send you on assignment. You're going to have to head out to Bangkok and order one of these and see if they actually exist or if it's just a social media ploy. We're going to have to send you over there.
Okay, you say that as if it would be a work trip. That would be a ton of fun as long as I don't have to actually eat the sandwich. I will buy it. I will take a bunch of pictures of it. I'll try like one bite, but dude, I can't.
You got to eat it gone.
That would kill me, dude.
I think going through the list of 100 state fair foods would kill me. So, you know, we are all taking sacrifices here on Town Call.
We do this for you. We do this for the audience to make sure that everybody has a true understanding of the type of food that we're pushing to you. So,
man, this Friday edition is off the rails. All right, let's go up to our next Wisconsin headline of the week.
Next Wisconsin headline of the week. Well, first of all, Luke, I would like the audience, please, shoot us a text and let us know which of my headlines is the best Wisconsin headline of the week, because we know it's not going to be one of Luke's, and I just want some clarification on what type of headline I should be approaching in the future, since we know that mine will always be superior. So
you're
Luke,
crowdsourcing your homework and then at the same time saying taking credit for the audience submitting them to you and saying that you're superior? Come on, man.
No comment. Reading over from a piece at Civic Media. Non-resident hunting and fishing fees increase in Wisconsin. The last time the fees were increased was in 2005. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is increasing licensing fees for hunting and fishing. The fee increases, which are $4 to $40, depending on the license issued, are for people who live outside of Wisconsin. State residents won't see an increase. Holler, people of Wisconsin. The increase in licensing fees is part of the final biennial state budget signed into law by Governor Tony Evers. The last time the fees were increased was in 2005, and you can see the new fees below on the Civic release or on the DNR's website. Any licenses issued for this season are good through March 31st of 2024.
Yeah, that's a pretty Wisconsin one. I like that because we had a lot of out-of-state hunters when the state sanctioned the gray wolf hunt that was under question, but the DNR had to do it due to state law. There were a lot of out-of-state hunters that came and decimated the gray wolf population for the very brief season that they were delisted from the Endangered Species Act. And so I don't disagree. Maybe if we do have an influx, that the state can make a little bit more money off of out-of-state hunters coming here. That's a pretty good headline. I don't know if that's the most Wisconsin headline, though. It's a good one, but is that the most Wisconsin headline? That We're fading fast, Will, already.
Oh, please. That was a great headline. I don't want to hear it.
See, my next one, and we have a terrific listener here in Madison, 608 number, listening on WMDX Mad Radio, sharing a Wisconsin headline that I think we both might have had in our rapid
I'm
fire.
I'm going to call this our Wisconsin headline because this,
No, I'm going to take credit on this one because this is my show. I love this show. But again, to show that Wisconsin is the center of not only the political universe, it's going to be the center of the food competition universe next year. Later this year, when the season gets released next year, season 21 of Bravo's Top Chef coming to Wisconsin. Going to be recording and doing the competition throughout Milwaukee, in Madison, and Door County. And again, just an excellent display of Wisconsin being the center and just getting the chance to be loved for another aspect of what makes this state great, our food scene. And I can't wait until they're eating cheese curds and having old fashions with these very, very terrific world-renowned chefs that are going to come here to compete.
Yeah, Wisconsin culinary powerhouse. I love to see it. Some of the Reddit comments about this story are hilarious, like supper club wars, like all the jokes on casual Wisconsin dining.
Do you watch Top Chef?
I do not. No, I don't watch a lot of TV. So that was fair for you to swoop in and take that headline.
Top Chef is terrific. I've loved every. Been a little busy these last couple of weeks, so I'm behind on season 20. So no spoilers, okay? I don't know yet the outcome of this season. I'm still catching up on it. But I'm very much looking forward to Top Chef coming to Wisconsin, getting the chance for the state to be displayed on an international stage. The season 20 right now is a season full of international competitors, so displaying how far of a reach the show Top Chef has. And really exciting that entire viewing audience is going to get a chance to see Wisconsin on display with season 21. It makes my heart sing, and I cannot wait to tune in and watch it. And you can better believe that I'm going to be trying to get to any of the locations where these competitions will be taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Colicchio, if you need any judges for old fashions or cheese curds or any of the food that the contestants will be putting out, give me a call. 844-967-2789.
Can you imagine if they swung by the Wisconsin State Fair?
they very well might. The recording for the season is going to take place the end of this summer, beginning of fall. So there's a pretty good chance that they might be going. I think the supper club vibe up in Door County is absolutely going to be a scene. I got to imagine old fashions. They do two different parts to their episodes, Will. Mm-hmm. Most episodes start off with a quick fire, so it's a brief challenge that takes place over maybe 20 minutes to an hour, and it always has a theme. They get sponsors involved, things like that, but it also ties in the culinary scene of the state or wherever location they are recording and broadcasting from. And so I have a feeling old fashions and cherries and cranberries, like there's going to be so many different Kringle. I can imagine if they're in Milwaukee, they're going to be doing a lot of different quick fire challenges with stuff like that. And I'm just thrilled to see Wisconsin on display with this upcoming season of Top Chef.
And I saw a Twitter graphic noting James Beard Award winners from each, major city across the country. Obviously, New York has 257 or something. Chicago had 65 or 70. I believe they were second or third in the country. As you're going down the list, Milwaukee was in maybe 9th or 10th with 6 James Beard Award winners, which is significantly more than some of the largest cities across the entire country outside of, the big 3 metropolises, New York, Chicago, LA. But I don't think Milwaukee and Wisconsin in particular is generally considered a culinary haven. But we have a lot of unique opportunities. We have a lot of cool things to do here. And it's really nice to see Wisconsin getting some of the love that, frankly, we deserve, because we are a beautiful state and we have a lot to offer. And it's wonderful that we're going to be able to have this opportunity. Luke, I hope you get on.
The current best chef of the Midwest is two chefs here in Madison, Restaurant Fairchild. They won earlier this year. So we've got James Beard Award winners here in Madison as well. I'm very excited for this. And I
found the tweet, Luke. I found the tweet.
You found
Milwaukee,
it?
Milwaukee is smaller than, but has just as many or more James Beard Award winners as Miami. Nashville, Austin, Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, San Diego, San Antonio, Detroit, Baltimore, Charlotte, Columbus. This is a list of some of the largest cities in the country, and Milwaukee is on that with 6 total James Beard Award winners. I did not have the final position correct. 17.
Counting
but
on
that's
there.
Still that's still very good. That's still very, very good.
Yes, Wisconsin punches above its weight class in a lot of different things, and I think this is truly tremendous that Top Chef, a internationally renowned show, is going to be filming here for their season 21.
I know you're excited. I hope you get on, Luke. I really do.
I will. I'll be in the background maybe, and you'll see like the corner of my ear as I'm like walking through just trying to get like on set, and that'll be it.
You'd be that SpongeBob meme where SpongeBob's like, look, I'm in the commercial, and it's just his head like sticking out from
behind. Oh, that's not SpongeBob. That's Mike Wazowski. And
No, that is SpongeBob. When Mr. Krabs shoots the initial Krusty Krab commercial, he's talking in the front of the restaurant and SpongeBob's head is sticking out from behind the little window that they have into the grill, and he pauses it and he's pointing it out to like, I think
Monsters Inc. makes the same joke when Sully is in the commercial and Mike's like barely in there. So that's the better version, or at least the better known version to me, of that little joke.
Oh, I don't know, man. It doesn't get much better known than SpongeBob. That's a call out to us 90 kids, Luke. I don't like to hear that, even though you're one of us. I'm a little disappointed in you, but all right. That means it is my turn once again, and we only got a couple minutes before the break, so I'll keep this headline shorter for my excellent final piece. A tweet from Bell and Health: Packers running back AJ Dillon making a lasting impact this morning as he visits with pediatric patients and their families. Dillon is preparing for training camp, but he took the time out of his day to deliver signed copies of his new book, Quadzilla Finds His Footing. It is a children's book. And frankly, I got to give a shout out to AJ Dillon, regardless of what you do on the field, because that's what most players are judged by. He appears to be just an incredible, incredible human being who has really bought into the spirit and the community that is reflected amongst not just Wisconsin, but Door County, Green Bay in particular, the Northern Wisconsin vibe. He just appears to be a really genuine human being. And I'm really happy to have someone like AJ Dillon doing this, because that's just awesome. That is just awesome.
He's the mayor of Door County. It wasn't really a position until he wanted it, but he's the mayor of Door County. I would fully expect him to be, you know, at least an ambassador to Door County when Top Chef comes to town, because if you think of Door County and you don't think of AJ Dillon, what are you doing? I think I've seen him twice now in Door County, just like through random spottings when I'm up there for Labor Day weekend. I've seen AJ Dillon there twice in his time as a Packer. So he loves that place. That's a very Wisconsin headline as well.
Remember, he went to school at Boston College, Luke. So he has fully embraced the becoming Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is not just a transplant. He's full blown. He's here. Folks, you're listening to Town Call. If you want to judge what Wisconsin headline is the most Wisconsin headline this week, give us a call. 844-967-2789. Town Call is going to be right back.
When it's cold in the winter, I drink beer and treat. When the snow unthaws, you can bet I'll drop a ski.
Hey, dear Uncle Mike, can I drop a ski, guy, or no? That was rhetorical. I'm dropping her. Oh, my gosh.
So roll out the barrel and strike up the band. Heaven's praise law.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. High of 86. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows around 64. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Monday with highs in the mid-70s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Wisconsin, how you been? Tell me, how's our hometown team?
Welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you would like to participate in today's forum or share a very, very Wisconsin headline with us, give us a call. Shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Let me know which one of my headlines thoroughly beat out any and all of Luke's headlines. Luke, before we jump to your second last headline, I want to give one more quick shout out to AJ Dillon because I am a huge AJ Dillon fan. He also streams on Twitch, and we did a Twitch-focused episode a few months ago where we kind of talked about organizing on other social media platforms, and Twitch is really unique because it allows you to build a brand as an individual. It lets you build a community around what your interests are, and I've actually tuned into AJ's Twitch quite a few times. He streams a lot of college football, video games, obviously, but he's just an all-around good human being, and I'm very happy to have someone like that representing the Packers.
Yeah, he's tremendous. The Packers are lucky to have him, and I'm very excited to watch it, the 1-2 punch between him and Aaron Jones this upcoming season. So looking forward to the backfield for the Packers. I've got one that's a very, very traditional Wisconsin headline. The Harley-Davidson Museum it's 15 years old, and right now it's the Harley Homecoming Weekend. So if you're in southeastern Wisconsin, you're going to see a heck of a lot of Harleys on the road. I was in Milwaukee. Yeah, I was going to say, I was in Milwaukee last night, and they are everywhere. So it is Harley Homecoming Weekend, and there are very few brands and companies, I believe, that are so Wisconsin, more so than Harley-Davidson. So keep an eye out for the cyclists on the road this weekend. There's going to be a lot of them in southeastern Wisconsin. It's also going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot of friends going down to the festivities on Milwaukee's lakefront this weekend, celebrating 15 years of the Harley-Davidson Museum and the terrific brand, Wisconsin brand, that is Harley-Davidson.
What were you doing in Milwaukee last night, Luke?
I had some stuff going on, and then I stumbled into Bastille Days. I was looking for Kristen, and then didn't get a chance to see her. She was a little busy with the events and festivities herself, but it was an accidental thing. I wasn't planning it. I had some business to attend to, and then just an amazing street fest that is Bastille Days, and the excellent events that Milwaukee has and Wisconsin as a whole has to offer. You can kind of find yourself stumbling into things like that from time to time. We've got the Fête des Marquettes here in Madison, another French festival this weekend as well. And we've got the Upper State Fair going on in the Chippewa Falls area as well in Wisconsin. So many things to do, so many things going on here in the state of Wisconsin. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Which one is the most Wisconsin headline? Will, I believe you got one more.
I do have one more, and I'm going to finish on a strong note. We're going to stick with our Green Bay Packers. Reading over from a piece at Civic Media, Packers Hall of Fame wide receiver Donald Driver catches camels, waves, and more while in Wisconsin. Driver is part of a promotional video for Visit Lake Geneva. Donald Driver, during a promotional shoot for Visit Lake Geneva, included stops at the Safari Lake Geneva Zoo, where he shared camera time with the resident camels and giraffes, along with several other hot spots in the area. the fan favorite 48-year-old wide receiver played for Green Bay for his entire NFL career, holding the franchise record for most receiving yards and receptions during his 14 years with the Green and Gold. And he is still another very, very Wisconsin individual who has wholly embraced what it means to be a Wisconsinite. He still hosts his Donald Driver charity softball game in the Fox City Stadium every year, bringing in both current and former players, along with a sellout crowd in support of a variety of nonprofit organizations. Great work, Donald Driver.
Did you see him deliver mail off of the mailboat in Lake Geneva? That was good. He's still got the...
That's about as Wisconsin as you're going to get, is a former beloved Green Bay Packers individual dropping mail off in Lake Geneva, off the boat. Like, that's Wisconsin, man.
That's pretty up there. Folks, I got one more, but before we jump to my final one, let's head over to the phone lines. We got Joe in Madison calling in. Joe, what are your thoughts so far? Which one is the most Wisconsin headline this week?
To me, it's Top Chef, without a doubt. You know, we have some really awful headlines coming out of Wisconsin. Like, the whole history of Foxconn was one awful headline after another. Some of the other things just really grim. This is so positive. This is so full of promise. This is so cool. How did they do it? How did they present this package to Top Chef, where it's not just one city that's being highlighted, like Chicago or New Orleans, big cities like Miami? How did they get it so that it is the whole state, really, that's going to be highlighted? Milwaukee, Madison, and then up by Door County. I'm sure they're going to go down to the drift list to that area. This whole, it's just so positive, because it sort of says, here's a state that's an amazing place to explore, which is something that we all know. I mean, up from the food traditions of the Three Sisters with the tribes up north to the fish boils up in Door County. I mean, this is just a fantastic, wonderful deal, unexpected and really cool, because it shows the whole state. It's the diversity of the state that's the most wonderful thing, and the way it contributes to our great food heritage and our great, not only just food heritage, but the way we're sort of blazing trails in appreciating sustainability and the wonderfulness of our food palette here. So I got to say, without a doubt, I'm a political junkie, but this is so cool and so neat. And I really want to know how they put the package together and convince Top Chef that this is the place to be. Not London, Paris, but Wisconsin. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks.
It is a trend. Taking on an entire state as the location for Top Chef is something they've done in Colorado. They've done it in Texas. And so it's really exciting to see that this is coming to Wisconsin. They just finished. Season 20 is taking place in London. So that one was already checked off the box. But we're following London. Like, that is how cool Wisconsin gets to be for season 21 of Top Chef. All right. I don't even know with Joe's support there. I don't think I need to submit my final one. Jane, do we have a verdict on what is the most Wisconsin headline this week?
Oh, Joe was absolutely right. It's Top Chef.
Man.
It's Top Chef. Oh yeah.
I gotta get another different judge in here every week.
Oh, Will likes to do Stop the Steal. Every time he loses, he's like, okay, I need to go
Please
run this up a different court.
Please text in if you think you're going to be a judge more favorable to whatever I have to say.
Will's going to start paying the callers and the texters to just start supporting his Wisconsin headlines on Fridays. My final one.
Here, Luke.
This one, it's a fun one as well. A foot-long mozzarella stick is coming to the 3rd Street Market Hall in Milwaukee. And I feel like that's an attraction that would only work, Will, in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's a really good one, too. You should have dropped that.
I just like to – it's like when you score the touchdown when there's no time left, but you're already up by three. Like, you take care of business, and I'm just, you know, it's the dagger, as they say in the sports.
You're world. Helping the fantasy owners rather than going down at the one like the coach would like you to.
Exactly.
I respect that.
Folks, this has been Sound Call. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Check them out on Civic Media's website, civicmedia.us. We'll be back on Monday at 12:15. Have an excellent weekend. Thank you so much, Jane Madnair, for helping us out with the production this Friday afternoon. Talk to y'all later.
Always listening.
Living happy. happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.